97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A vehicle crashed through the BP gas station on Baker Drive early Monday morning. The driver was experiencing a medical emergency. That's according to the owner's nephew, Bipin Regmi.
The fire department and police told that she had some kind of medical issue. She had a chest pain. And then instead of hitting a brake, she hit the gas pump and she hit the storefront.
The vehicle fully entered the store and crashed through not only the glass doors and windows, but also display cases and shelving. The owner, Krishna Gautam, was behind the counter when the vehicle barreled through the front of the store. He told WFHR he wasn't sure what hit him, but he received injuries to his back and leg. Gautam and the driver were both taken to the hospital. Gautam returned to the scene later Monday morning with his wife, Bonita, after the vehicle had been removed and contractors were working to board up the storefront. The little daughter of the owners is often at the store and opens the door to greet customers as they enter. Thankfully, Bonita said she was not there on Monday. The building was inspected by the City of Wisconsin Rapids and condemned as unfit for human habitation. Rain falling throughout Monday morning complicated the efforts to protect the remaining property. However, Regmi says the family plans to reopen the BP gas station as soon as feasible.
Yeah, it's not for sure now, but we're estimated like 1 to 2 weeks for sure because we have to go through a lot of process. We'll try to our best to open as soon as possible.
Bonita and Krishna said they have a lot of work to do to get the store reopened and that insurance should cover the damages. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former president Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game most bizarre game I've ever had. Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 challenges in the game. 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
And 16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed. And I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lingering shower possible early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely late, lows in the mid-60s. More showers and storms possible Wednesday. Some storms could be severe.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.